So lovely to finally meet you. Come on in, make yourself comfortable. Would you like some water or maybe a coffee before we start? Firstly, I want you to take a moment and appreciate the huge step you've made just by being here today. You should be so proud of yourself. This is a fantastic first step in your own personal journey. It's never easy to open up about ourselves, but the fact that you're here shows you're ready and willing. Please never forget that as we begin our time together. Now, before we start, I wanted to say thank you for sharing some details with me in our email communications. It's very clear and given me much needed context, but to begin, why don't you go ahead and start? Tell me about you, your family, your upbringing. So it sounds like your family has held significantly high standards for you, and understandably, you haven't been able to live up to them. You can't be perfect. I think that certainly could be contributing to your constant worrying and inner desire to please everyone. It's hard when the people around us have such high expectations, isn't it? Tell me more about where you feel like you're not meeting those expectations. At work. Yes, that's very common. Imposter syndrome is nothing new. What about in your personal life? With friends or with a partner? Oh, so you've never had a real long-term partner. Is that something you'd like? It is. Well, that is certainly something we can work on. What do you think has held you back? Okay, so it seems like your self-consciousness of your height and looks is an internal way of you feeling, let's say, not good enough, leading to insecurities. You have a need for people to see you as the best, academically, physically, or otherwise. In your eyes, your height and looks doesn't achieve this, which influences how you perceive yourself. That makes sense. But remember, physical appearance doesn't define your worth. We're here to work on building up your confidence in every area. Let's take a moment to slow down. I can see how much pressure you've been under. It must feel like a very heavy weight. But remember, just being here means you're already taking the steps to help yourself. Before we dive deeper into these expectations and the pressure you've been feeling, I want you to take a deep breath for me. Inhale slowly. And exhale. In. And out. In. And out. In and out. Let your body sink into the chair. There's nothing to worry about right now. Let's do a full body scan. Start with your toes. Relax them completely. Move up to your ankles. and then knees and thighs. Let the anxiety release as we go up your torso, reach the tips of your fingers, and over your arms to your chest. Now, into the shoulders, neck, and all the way to the top of your head. Completely relax every muscle. I can tell you've been carrying this burden for a long time. You mentioned that this has affected potential relationships too. Tell me more. Confidence in the bedroom. That will happen with low self-esteem. Oh, trouble getting an erection too. That is far more common than you think in men your age. Again, nothing to worry about. We can fix. And premature ejaculation too. You really are having a tough time, aren't you? I'm so sorry. That must add to the stress you're already feeling. But thank you for sharing. This is a completely safe space. It's hard when you feel like you're not in control of your own body. That lack of control has probably trickled into other areas of your life too. The pressure you're putting on yourself to live up to other standards has made you feel like you can't perform where it matters, hasn't it? Today's the day to start changing that. We will rebuild your confidence, not just in how you perform physically, but in how you see yourself. Let's work on getting that confidence back. I see. So, in times when you felt not good enough, well, you've been turning to porn as a way to cope. That's understandable. Porn is a simple escape when real life feels too hard to handle. But that's not really helping you, is it? It's just a way of avoiding the real issue. It's also keeping you from facing what's really going on, trouble creating a connection with a partner. So, it's not just about your performance anxiety, it's also about how you connect with women. Your feeling of not being good enough is holding you back. Paying for attention online, you say. And does that give you the validation you can't get anywhere else with these OnlyFans and cam girls? You're paying for something you should be able to get on your own, but deep down, you know why you're doing it, don't you? It's because you feel like you're not enough on your own. That's why you've turned to something so desperate. I am so sorry. I did not mean to say it like that. That is extremely unprofessional. Please forgive me. Okay. Let's try something. A visualization exercise. Please close your eyes for me. I want you to think back to a time when things didn't go the way you wanted them to in the bedroom. Maybe you couldn't last long enough. Maybe you couldn't achieve an erection. Or perhaps it's more simple, such as asking someone out but not getting the answer you desired. Imagine the memory, and no need to share it with me. How did that feel? The disappointment, the frustration, not just from her, but from yourself, that feeling of failure. Remember that feeling. That's the one we need to change. Feeling it again should help you strive to overcome it. So, as you mentioned, you've been paying for cam girls and OnlyFans girls online because you felt like it was the only way you could get any real validation. You must find it so hard being short, being nervous about ejaculating too fast, and feeling like the only thing you have to offer is money to give you some confidence. That's why you use it, isn't it? You're paying for something you should be able to get on your own, but you've let yourself believe that you're not enough. So you hide behind money, thinking it'll fix everything, but we now know the truth. It's rooted in your insecurities. You are much shorter than other men, and your appearance brings you down. And that fear means you struggle to please a woman even if you wanted to. I can't imagine how hard that is for you. Poor boy. Oh my, is this turning you on? Wow. Ugh, poor boy, you are shaking. Did us discussing your insecurities turn you on? It has. No need to lie to me. I can see that reaction in your pants. Like I expected, your erectile dysfunction is anxiety-induced and purely psychological. You have an erection now, and we're just having a conversation. Consider it a win. It's throbbing. Don't tell me you're about to... Because you mentioned premature ejaculation, can I ask? Have you ever orgasmed hands-free? You're breathing so heavily. Calm down. Calm down. Calm the fuck down. Now. I'm just resting my hand on your stomach to help you regain composure. Deep breaths now. That's a good boy. Relax, relax. So, I am curious. How fast does it pop? Ignore my hand moving down. Just relax. It's okay, it's okay. It's all for me to know so I can help you. After all, aren't you just happy you're hard with a woman's hand wrapped around your little guy? Relax, let me do this. Sit back, let me do this. Let me make one thing clear, little guy. I'm not taking your cock out of your pants. This is a test of your self-control. If you come, that's your problem. You'll deal with the mess, not me. You're going to get 50 strokes. You heard me. Just 50. No more, no less. Now, if you don't make it to the end without exploding, well, I think it's only fair you'll pay triple for this session. Understand? I don't do this for free, and technically, we're already shaking on it. One stroke, two, already shaking, aren't you? You gonna come, little guy? I'll be honest, it's pathetic how fast you're getting turned on by this. Are you aroused by a woman with authority? A woman who isn't just physically overpowering, but has the knowledge and intelligence to control you? 5 strokes. 6. Oh, you're not even trying to hold back, are you? You like it when mommy takes control, don't you? Be a good boy for mommy and bust in your pants. 10. 11. Does this make you feel small? A woman who's in charge, telling you what to do. My hand smothers your cock. You can feel that, can't you? and the knowledge that I couldn't even use two hands if I wanted to. Oh, well, you can't handle that, can you? The excitement. 20 strokes. Ugh, you could only dream a woman would touch you like this. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm the first woman to touch you like this. How fitting. In a paid-for session. I am so sorry, but an ugly short man like you would never have a chance with a woman like me without knowing what's in your wallet. 25. That's okay, sweetheart. It's okay. It's okay. It's just the truth we both know. I know what. Let me get my tits out my shirt. Have a little perv. That'll make things better. It'll all be okay. 30. Getting closer, aren't you? I can feel it. You gonna come, my little guy? You can't make it to the end, can you? Let me move my breasts a bit closer to you. Be a good boy and do what I tell you. Bust in your pants. You're not strong enough to hold back. Think about all the girls who've said no. Think of them touching you. The fantasy that'll never happen. Oh, 40 strokes, 10 more. You think you're gonna make it? Fucking come for mommy, you pathetic little ugly man. Come, now, 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 now. Oh, that's a good boy. That's such a good boy. Look at you filling up your pants. Oh, that's what I wanted, my little ugly man. Oh, poor baby. You couldn't even last to the end. Look at this mess over my hand. I told you if you came before I was done, you'd have to pay triple. It looks like you're gonna owe me more for today's session. It's okay. Hey, it's okay. I know it's hard to control yourself. We expected this, didn't we? That's why we're here, to help you learn how to last longer. Now, take a moment to clean yourself up. I'll send you the updated invoice tonight, including the extra fee. But don't worry, we'll keep working on this. You'll get better with time. We'll try again next week, okay? We'll keep building that control and that confidence. It's a journey, but I'm here to help you every step of the way. I have a few other techniques we can try as well as we begin this journey. I'll see you next week. Hopefully you'll last a little longer next time. And bring your wallet.